Good evening. This is Akashwani, and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds arrival of the first freight train to the Kashmir Valley connecting region to national freight network. Prime Minister Modi to flag off 3 Vande Bharat trains in Bengaluru tomorrow. 6 Pakistani aircraft, including 5 fighter jets, downed by Indian Air Force during Operation Sindoor, says Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh. India's defense exports reached 23,000 crore rupees last year, set to double in the next 2 to 3 years, says Secretary, Department of Defense Research and Development. 7 people lost their lives in a wall collapse incident due to heavy rain in the national capital, and India begins campaign with wins in both the men's and women's categories at Asia Rugby Under 20 in Rajgir, Bihar. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the arrival of the first freight train to Kashmir Valley, marking a significant milestone in connecting the region to the national freight network. Responding to a social media post by the Union Minister for Railways, Ashwini Vaishnaw, the Prime Minister said it is a great day for commerce and connectivity in Jammu and Kashmir, and the development will enhance both progress and prosperity. Mr. Vaishnaw, in his post, said that today the first freight train reached the newly commissioned Anantnag goods shed in the Kashmir Valley from Punjab. He said transportation by railway network will reduce cost for the citizens living in Kashmir Valley. We have more from our correspondent.
The inaugural run covered nearly 600 kilometers in under 18 hours, carrying 21 bogie-covered wagons of cement. With this milestone, the Kashmir Valley is now fully integrated into the Indian Railway's freight corridor, enabling seamless movement of goods to and from the region. The development is expected to significantly boost the local economy by reducing transportation costs and eliminating the unpredictability of goods movement along the Srinagar-Jammu highway, which is often disrupted by landslides, shooting stones and road cave-ins. The arrival of freight trains ensures year-round connectivity for merchandise entering the valley, while also providing a reliable channel for transporting the region's abundant horticultural produce, especially apples, to markets across the country. With Desk Report, Abhineet Shukla, Akashwani News.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a one-day visit to Karnataka tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will flag off 3 Vande Bharat Express trains at KSR Railway Station in Bengaluru. It includes trains from Bengaluru to Belagavi, Amritsar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, and Nagpur Ajni to Pune. Thereafter, he will flag off Yellow Line of Bangalore Metro and undertake a metro ride from RV Road Ragiguda to Electronic City Metro Station. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of urban connectivity projects in Bengaluru and address a public function. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Bangalore Metro Phase 3 project worth over 15,610 crore rupees. The total route length of the project will be more than 44 kilometers with 31 elevated stations. General Manager of the South Western Railway, Mukul Charan Mathur, said high-speed Vande Bharat trains will significantly enhance regional connectivity, reduce travel time and provide a world-class travel experience to the passengers.
वंदे भारत है ये हमारा फ्यूचर एक बहुत बड़ा प्रोडक्ट रहेगा इंटरसिटी ट्रैवल के लिए जो आम आदमी को दृष्टि में रखते हुए अमृत भारत ट्रेन्स है उसकी भी लॉन्च हो रही है हम लोग वंदे भारत स्लीपर भी लॉन्च करने जा रहे हैं धीमे धीमे एक बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट फ्यूचर के प्रोडक्ट हो जाएंगे और 2030 तक लगभग जो वंदे भारत के प्रोडक्शन है उसमें काफी इजाफा होगा
India's defense exports touched 23,000 crore rupees last year and are expected to double within the next 2 to 3 years, said Dr. Samir Kamath, Secretary of the Department of Defense Research and Development and Chairman of the Governing Council of the Defense Institute of Advanced Technology, DIAT. He was addressing a press conference in Pune on Saturday after DIAT's 14th convocation ceremony.
It's indeed a proud moment for all of us. It's a reflection of the strength of our R&D and production in the defense domain. I'm sure going ahead, this number will keep increasing. See, the present government, when it came into power in 2014, started this Atmanirbhar Bharat and Make in India. It is because of that this what Raksha Mantri ji has tweeted has happened. Because today the industry is very confident that if they are able to produce the systems within the country, the ministry will acquire the systems for our service.
Dr. Kamat stated that Indian defense equipment has high demand in Middle Eastern, African and South Asian countries. Work is underway to develop a smaller version of the BrahMos missile, while the development of the Zoravar light tank is also progressing rapidly. The Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, has said that India downed 5 fighter aircrafts of Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. Speaking at the 16th Air Chief L.M. Khatre lecture in Bengaluru this afternoon, the Chief of the Air Staff said 5 Pakistan Air Force aircrafts and 1 AWACS aircraft were put down by India. Speaking in detail, along with video footage, he said they have downed at least 5 fighter aircrafts and 1 large aircraft, which could either be an Alint aircraft or an AEW&C aircraft.
We were able to neutralize most of their weapons by either countermeasures, some of them by using our air-to-air guns as well as SHEWs. Systems like Akash and all have taken down many of their loiter munitions which have come in, the weaponized ones. None of their aircraft could come anywhere near the boundaries of Akash and MRSAM. All their aircraft were taken on by LRSAM because they were trying to stay away, but still they were within our ranges at times, and that is the opportunity targets that we got.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to the revolutionaries of the Karkore incident. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "On this day, 100 years ago, the courage shown by patriotic Indians at Karkore highlighted the resentment among people against colonial rule." He said they were angry at the manner in which people's money was being used to further colonial exploitation. The Prime Minister said their valour will always be remembered by the people of India. He said the government will keep working to fulfil their dreams for a strong and prosperous India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that Karkore train action was a symbol of courage, sacrifice and patriotism in the Indian freedom struggle. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that on August 9, 1925, brave heroes like Ram Prasad Bismil, Chandrasekhar Azad and Ashfaq Ullah Khan ignited the torch of revolution against British looting, shaking the foundations of the British Empire. In Uttar Pradesh, various events were organized on the anniversary of the Karkore train action. CM Yogi Adityanath in a social media post said that this saga of bravery is an inspiration for the citizens of the country. The sacrifice, courage and patriotism of these heroes will always inspire our hearts to work with the spirit of nation first. Prasar Bharati chairman Navneet Sehgal inaugurated the exhibition of rare and historical newspapers under the title Dastavej at the Karkore Art Gallery in Lucknow today. Keeping in mind the centenary of the Karkore train action, rare pictures of 4 important martyrs, Ram Prasad Bismil, Rajendranath Lahiri, Roshan Singh and Ashfaq Ullah Khan, have also been displayed in the exhibition. This exhibition will be open for visitors till the 12th of this month. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand tomorrow. It said heavy rainfall is expected in Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, western and eastern Uttar Pradesh tomorrow, coastal Andhra Pradesh, west Madhya Pradesh, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura are also expected to witness heavy rainfall tomorrow. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the disaster-affected areas of Dharali Harsil in Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand. So far, more than 1,000 people have been rescued. The state government has announced to provide immediate assistance of 5 lakh rupees for houses that have been completely damaged in the disaster. A 3-member committee has been formed for the rehabilitation and livelihood strengthening of the affected people. We have more details from our correspondent.
Essential relief materials are being airdropped into the disaster hit area by helicopters. Electricity and network services have been restored in the village and efforts are underway to reopen the roads soon. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has assured that the relief and rescue operations are about to get completed.
आपदा के बाद हमारी सबसे बड़ी जो प्राथमिकता थी वो सभी लोगों को सुरक्षित बाहर निकालना है. स्टेट के हेलीकॉप्टर और सेना के चिनूक MI इन सब की मदद से 1000 से भी ज्यादा लोगों को आज तक वहां से रेस्क्यू किया जा चुका है. सभी तीर्थयात्री श्रद्धालु जो देश भर के आए हुए थे उन सभी को अब निकाला जा चुका है और स्थानीय लोगों को भी निकाल रहे हैं.
चीफ मिनिस्टर हैज ऑल्सो अनाउंस दैट इंडिविजुअल्स हुज हाउसेस हैव बीन कम्प्लीटली डिस्ट्रॉयड इन द डिजास्टर विल रिसीव ₹5 lakh एज इमीडिएट असिस्टेंस फॉर देयर रिहैबिलिटेशन एंड रीसेटलमेंट. इन एडिशन टू फैमिलीज ऑफ दोज हु लॉस्ट देयर लाइव्स इन द डिजास्टर विल ऑल्सो रिसीव ₹5 lakh एज कॉम्पेंसेशन.
हम सभी को चूंकि संपूर्ण प्रकार की जो सहायता होती है वो सहायता उपलब्ध कराएंगे. ये हमारा संकल्प है. मानकों के अतिरिक्त भी हम काम कर रहे हैं. 5 लाख रुपए की जो सहायता राशि है वो सभी के लिए आज जारी कर रहे हैं.
Meanwhile, affected families have been provided with ration, clothes and other essential items. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
Heavy overnight rains in the national capital turned fatal today morning when a wall near Jaipur in Southeast district caved in, killing 7 people and injuring 1. Among them were 2 children and a woman. Many of the victims were migrant workers. After the PCR call, Delhi Police, Fire Department and the National Disaster Response Force personnel reached the spot and broke through the collapsed structure to reach those trapped. All the injured were taken to AIIMS Trauma Centre and Safdarjung Hospital. Despite efforts, 7 people died during treatment. 3 people were killed, 7 were injured and 3 were grievously wounded today when the minibus in which they were travelling at Trichy met with an accident when the vehicle went out of control. The injured have been admitted to the Mahatma Gandhi Hospital in Tiruchirappalli and are being treated by a team of specialists. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin announced an ex gratia of 3 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased and 1 lakh ex gratia for the severely wounded and 50,000 rupees for the wounded. An inquiry has been ordered into the incident. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet in Alaska next Friday to discuss the future of the war in Ukraine. In a social media post, Trump announced the 15th August meeting, and it was later confirmed by a Kremlin spokesperson who said the location was quite logical given Alaska's relative proximity to Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said any solutions must include Ukraine, adding he is ready to work with all the partners towards a lasting peace. The announcement of the meeting came just hours after Trump had signaled that Ukraine might have to cede territory in order to end the war. In Japan, thousands bowed their heads in prayer in Nagasaki today to mark the 80th anniversary of the city's atomic bombing, as the mayor warned that the current global conflicts could push the world again into a nuclear war. The western Japanese city was leveled on August 9, 1945, when the United States dropped the 10,000-pound plutonium-239 bomb nicknamed Fat Man, instantly killing some 27,000 of the city's estimated 2 lakh people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness that Har Ghar Tiranga is receiving phenomenal participation across India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it shows the deep patriotic spirit that unites people of India and their unwavering pride in the tricolour. He asked people to keep sharing photos and selfies on the portal harghartiranga.com. The Indian women's team stormed into the semi-finals with a superb performances converted into victories today in the Asia Rugby Under-20 Championships, sevens being played at Rajgir in Bihar. After defeating Kazakhstan in their first match, the Indian girls thrashed UAE team in the second clash. In the afternoon match, with a commanding 31-7 triumph over UAE, the team excelled to semi-finals. Captain Bhumika Shukla led from the front with 2 tries, vice-captain Tanushree Bhosale added 1, and Muskan Piploda and Anshu completed the scoring against the Emirates team. The result ensured a semi-final berth before the team's final pool match of the day against Hong Kong, China. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds arrival of the first freight train to the Kashmir Valley, connecting region to national freight network. Prime Minister Modi to flag off 3 Vande Bharat trains in Bengaluru tomorrow. 6 Pakistani aircraft, including 5 fighter jets, downed by the Indian Air Force during Operation Sindoor, says Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh. India's defence exports reached 23,000 crore rupees last year, set to double in the next 2 to 3 years, says Secretary Department of Defence Research and Development. 7 people lost their lives in a wall collapse incident due to heavy rains in the national capital, and India begins campaign with wins in the both men's and women's categories at the Asia Rugby Under 20 in Rajgir, Bihar. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.